Good morning. This is Sakishvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Jasati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the union budget is human-centric and strengthens India's foundation with path-breaking reforms. Prime Minister also described it as historic and a catalyst for accelerating the country's reform trajectory and long-term growth. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget 2026-27 in Parliament yesterday. In remarks following the presentation of the budget, Mr. Modi said the proposals will energize the economy, empower citizens and give India's youth fresh opportunities to scale new heights. Calling the government's reform agenda a reform express, Prime Minister said the reform express that India is riding today will gain new energy and new momentum from this budget.
आज भारत जिस रिफॉर्म एक्सप्रेस पर सवार है, इस बजट से उसे नई ऊर्जा, नई गति मिलेगी। जो पाथ ब्रेकिंग रिफॉर्म्स किए गए हैं, वो एस्पिरेशन से भरे हुए भारत के साहसिक, टैलेंटेड युवाओं को उड़ने के लिए खुला आसमान देते हैं।
Highlighting the country's ambitions on the global stage, Mr. Modi said Indians were determined to climb further up the economic ladder. Prime Minister said 140 crore citizens of India are not satisfied with being the fastest growing economy and they want to become the world's third largest economy as soon as possible. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo hailed the Union Budget 2026 for prioritizing the Northeast. Taking to social media X, Mr. Rio said that Union Budget 2026 brings much-needed focus to the Northeast through investments in connectivity, religious and cultural tourism. Mr. Rio said the budget would drive integration, create livelihoods opportunities while harnessing the strength of the region. The Chief Minister also congratulated Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for a forward-looking budget. Both houses of parliament are scheduled to take up motion of thanks on the president's address today. Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbananda Sonowal will move the motion in the Lok Sabha and his fellow party MP Tejasvi Surya will second the motion. In the Rajya Sabha, BJP MPC Sadanandan Master will move the motion and his fellow party MP Medha Vishram Kulkarni will second the motion. Chief Minister Nipuryo has expressed deep sorrow over the tragic bus accident that occurred between 10 Mile and Peducha in Kohima district on the night of January 31. Extending his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families, the Chief Minister condoled the untimely demise of members of the Chumakidima Au Baptist Church who lost their lives in the incident. Mr. Rio announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased. He further declared a financial assistance of 50,000 rupees each for those seriously injured and conveyed his wishes for their speedy recovery. Inspector General Assam Rifles note Major General Harinder Singh Mavi visited the Dimapur sector recently. The visit focused on evaluating the force's preparedness in maintaining internal security and stability in the strategically vital Northeast region. Reaffirming the Assam Rifles' commitment to local communities, the Inspector General emphasized fostering mutual trust and collaboration to ensure the success of future operations. Major General Mavi also visited Tenning and Perin district. As part of a community outreach initiative, he presented table tennis equipment to students of Heraka School. Additionally, the Inspector General visited the drone training node at Jaluke in Perin district, highlighting Assam Rifles' commitment to emerging technologies and innovation-driven training. And the Northeast Leaders Meet for Restoration of the Old Pension Scheme yesterday held at Guwahati, bringing together service associations and representatives from various Northeastern states who are actively working towards the restoration of old pension system for government employees. The participating associations and leaders resolved to unite as one strong collective voice and to jointly appeal to their respective state governments as well as the central government where applicable for the immediate restoration of OPS across the entire Northeast region. To strengthen and coordinate the region-wide movement, a coordination committee was constituted under the banner of the Northeast Government Employees Welfare Federation. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.